What's up? It's the One Mic Stand.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's the One Mic Stand with Simply May. I am Simply May in full effect, and I want to thank you so much for taking an opportunity to check us out today. I know you're used to hearing us start the show with music, but today I wanted to start off with Simply May's soapbox because it is just that motherfucking serious. As many may know who've been listening to us for almost 10 years now, I am a proud Howard Bison. But before I was a Howard Bison, I was born and bred in Washington, D.C. And that makes me a native Washingtonian. As many know, there has been a large controversy around individuals who've made a decision to walk their dogs on Howard University's campus. For many who are not familiar with why this may be a problem, in many HBCU campuses, but specifically the Mecca, Howard University, our yard is the holy grail of our school. And for many campuses that identify as HBCUs, I know UDC has a yard, I know Spelman has a yard, Morehouse has a yard, I believe Clark Atlanta has a yard, I know that FAMU has a yard. There are a lot of places that identify as HBCUs that do have a yard, and they aren't desecrated in the way in which we've seen at the new Howard University. Now, for context, for folks who are not familiar with what classifies Howard University as the new Howard University, I'm a little long in the tooth. I am Auntie Extraordinaire. And just to keep it a whole buck 50 with you, we consider new Howard anyone who graduated after 2012. So if you came up out of Howard after 2012, if you're there right now, God bless you. We love you. You are still very much a Bison. But let's be very clear, you're new on the scene. And so as we endeavor to have this conversation about gentrification and Howard, I had to take a moment and reminisce about my experiences as a certified hood chick attending Howard University. Now, I never identified as a certified hood chick before I went to Howard University, but it is assumed that if you are from certain geographical locations or if you cannot access a certain amount of coin, that you are, and I quote, a certified hood chick. I used to be embarrassed about that. I used to feel some kind of way about it. But then I went on to embrace it, as most Black people do with negative things that come their way. That's what I did. I understood that some of the folks who were giving me that title had never themselves ever drove past, let alone been in a hood. You understand what I'm saying? I also understood that they didn't understand that Black gentrification is a whole entire thing. So why am I bringing that point up? I'm bringing that point up because as we have a conversation about gentrification, that is in most cases being steered by privileged Black gentrifiers, I want us to not forget that there are some people who attend Howard University who are born and bred in the District of Columbia. There are some people who, while they would have hoped to be able to make it out of their city and do the things that so many other great folks have done in traveling and just going other places and doing other things, that we weren't able to do that. That wasn't our reality. Or for some, we love our home enough that we wanted to stay. whatever the spectrum, whatever the experience, I think it is extraordinarily important as we move forward in this conversation that we never forget the folks who had to consistently fight and explain their way around the campus of Howard University, let alone the yard. We had to explain to folks how they're about two paces away from 640, two more paces away from Leroy Park, which is all pretty much the same neighborhood, but we just want to clear it up for you. How you do live in uptown, not downtown nor midtown, and you need to always be very clear about that. And you need to always center not just the students that you know, but the seniors, the youth, everybody. Because, see, D.C. culture includes everybody, the young people, the old folk. It is not for the gentrifiers to rebrand. Let's be very clear about that, shall we? We shall. I had to get that off my heart. Will we be talking about it again? You know that we'll be talking about it again because one of my guests today is a Howard Bison. I ain't even going to play with you that way. Of course, we got folk who are very much aware of what we're talking about, but I just had to get that on my heart. I had to get it out the way. I don't have to clap me up in production because you work for me. I'm just telling you what's really going on in my spirit. Now, another thing that's in my spirit is the 3-year anniversary of the death of Prince. So if you don't know, today is the Prince playlist, and you are listening to one of the most beautiful girls in the world. I am Simply Nay. Get into it.
Honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside. motherfucker.
We're all alone in the villa on the Riviera. Got some friends on the south side in case you care. Out of all your friends, I want to be the closest. That's why I tell you things you'll be the most. Is when it comes to life, to be this man's wife, you got to be well educated on the subject of life. I mean the prevention of, in other words, it's R.E.A., the meaning of the thing called love. Are you up on this? If something you can get up on, a hug and a kiss. Come here, babe. Yeah.
Sexy motherfucker.
Come here, babe. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker.
We need to talk about things. Tell me what you do. Tell me what you eat. I might cook for you. See, it really don't matter, cause it's all about me and you. Ain't no one else around. I'm even with the blindfold gagged and bound. I don't mind. See, this ain't about sex. It's all about love. Being in charge of this and life in the next. Why all the cosmic talk? I just want you smarter than I'll ever be when we take that walk. Come here, baby. Yeah.
You sexy motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Horn, stand up, please.
Thank you.
sometimes you really just need a track that tells you what to do, and then and that inspires you and talks directly to you. He didn't mince no words. He was talking straight to us. Sexy motherfucker shaking that ass. Some of y'all hitting us up like, what am I saying? It's Issa. Black Jesus know what's up. What you mean? You think he didn't help Prince Rogers Nelson write that song? That song is a blessing. He got up, right? Ain't that what your preacher told you today? I wasn't even there, and I know that that's what the preacher said. He got up, he rose, wake up, some version of that. And Prince is telling you, wake up, sexy motherfucker, and shake that ass. It's all the same thing. Love the God in you. I am Simply Nay. This is the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We are almost 10 years old. This is my oldest motherfucking child, y'all. I promise. I ain't even got no kids. The One Mic Stand has sponsors because we couldn't do this without them. First and foremost, we are sponsored by Stand Omni Media. Stand Omni Media is a diversified digital brand with the mission to uplift the voices that are most often silenced, like the little black certified hood chick from Southeast DC named Simply Nay. They've been around since 2014. I'm not the only show. Other shows on the roster include Stay Woke DC, Capital T, The Black Male Show. And if you feel you have what it takes to host a show on Stand Online Media, I implore you to reach out to them at www.wheredoyoustand.com. That's you, the letter, not the word. Again, that's www.wheredoyoustand.com. Stand.com. And if that's not your thing, but you do want to advertise your product, service, or brand, still take your ass to www.wheredoyoustand.com for more information. It's affordable booth to promote your business, big, small, or medium, on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. We come to you often to meet the makers. Folks who are doing dope shit that you never know about because of the way capitalism is set up. We in these streets just trying to bring them to your attention. Everybody wants to support small business. Everybody's claiming the marathon continues. It really continues when you ain't dead and the bills are still coming. So I bring forth the ladies behind Vegan Trap House on today to tell you about exactly how the hell the Trap House went vegan, okay? But before I do bring you Miss Ebony Washington and Miss Michelle Simmons, I'm gonna play another motherfucking Prince song. Let's be clear, let's be clear. What do we have for the folks before we hear from our guests?
I made a
Y'all know Prince did that song with Janelle Monáe, right? You didn't. I know you didn't. She was nominated for Album of the Year this year for Dirty Computer, but that's from the Electric Lady album. Y'all late boots. I'm just telling you, Prince been lit. Prince been trying to tell you who lit. That's one of his mentees. That's the first song he featured on since Jesus was circumcised. I was like, that sound like Prince. Looked on the back. Well, I didn't look on the back. I'm telling my age now because you used to have to look on the back of the tape. Now I'm really telling my age. CD. To see who sang what. And if you was lucky, the words was in there. Okay, if you were lucky, the words were typing it. That was before emojis, though. That was Prince, protege, Janelle Monáe would give them what they love. Now, let me say this. You will notice she told you in that song she liked the ladies. If you were paying attention and you're a real Janelle Monáe fan. So I think it's the perfect time to invite you to get on down with me, myself, and I, my best friends at the One Mic Stand Show, and all of our partners who are producing the Bell and the Bulldagger for the Pride Ride. What the fuck is that? Well, you already know how expensive Uber and Lyft are on any holiday weekend. Memorial Day weekend is no different, and you don't want that smoke. So how will you get to DC Black Pride hottest parties without being the designated driver or paying millions for DC parking? Listen, the Pride Ride will get you out the way. For $15, and all you can ride past includes your swag bag filled with goodies from our sponsor, the Open Bar by Green Olives Catering. Of course, that's a Black lesbian-owned business. You can pull up to the function in a fully loaded party bus, which you weren't doing before we gave you that suggestion. And, of course, we have a bathroom, so you can skip the lines and the questionable status of the bathroom in the club. There's going to be many more surprises throughout the night, but we will not be announcing them yet because folks don't like to be creative and come up with their own ideas. They'd rather imitate more than they collaborate. Let's be clear that the Pride Ride will begin boarding at 10 p.m. We're going to make 5 stops and keep going on the same route. The final drop-off will be at 4 o'clock in the morning. Where are those stops, Simply Nay? Of course, we're going to DC Black Pride Host Hotel, the Renaissance Hotel. Next, we'll hit you up at Chinatown Gallery Place Metro Station, the H Street Northwest entrance. Next, we'll be at the Metro Station, Metro Center Metro Station, pardon me, the 13th Street Northwest entrance. Then we're going to hit you up to Unleashed 2K9 at Howard Theater. And then you can go to Flued Out by Daryl Wilson Productions at Echo Stage. 100% of the proceeds from this event will go to the Future Foundation, a nonprofit that provides trauma-informed programs for teens and their families in Ward 8. Their six-color support circle specifically is the only drop-in space east of the river for LGBTQI youth. And so this is why the Pride Ride is important. Safe spaces for the queers of all ages. That's what we're doing at the Future DC, and that's what we'll be doing that day. That's May 25th, 2019. Get your tickets. Eventbrite.com, DC Pride, no, DCPrideRide.eventbrite.com. Yeah, my bad. Also, you can just follow me because I've been dropping the link retardedly at I Am Simply Nay, or you can follow the show at One Mic Stand Show. Pick a struggle because I might not accept your follow request. Yeah, my Instagram is private. It's just facts. Anywho, I am so excited about our guest. As I stated, we are talking to the creators of Vegan Trap House. How are you doing on this blessed Easter Eve?
Fucking awesome. Nah, we good. We good. It's good to be back in the state.
Well, that is so good. Before we get into talking about the both of you, we've got to have a sidebar because we black and that's what black people do. Abby is a bison.
No.
Dog. Is a bison, okay? Is a bison. Is a pre-gentrification bison, okay? And I just want to take a moment to converse. Because you international, you overseas and shit. Do you see what happens when you turn your back on your people?
Don't supposed to do that. I came back like, wait, what happened? When is Howard? What happened?
Ma'am, I stood on my soapbox, but I would like to get off my soapbox, push my soapbox your way, dust that junk off, get the mumbo sauce off of it and the funnel cake powder and all that shit. You can stand up there and speak your piece before we get to talking to other shit about this Howard. I said that I had to do that.
Man, what the fuck?
What
the fuck? That shit not even funny. Like walking up and down just Georgia Avenue, not even before you even get on Howard's campus. Like the energy is walking all through DC. The energy is so bad now. It's changed so much coming back. It don't even feel right. Like from the time I left, from the time I graduated up until now, that shit feels so different. It looks different. You could tell it's different.
Folks in the chat are asking, when did you leave?
I graduated Howard 2011. I left the States in May 2016.
Right before we got caught up with Trump. You a visionary. You a visionary. You smart. You important.
Yes. Actually, that was all bad. That was bad. She was like, bitch, we got to leave before this nigga get elected. I was like, he going to win? She was like, yes. I was like, all right, we out.
I'm
a follow him.
Smart girl. That's all. I wanted you to have a moment. Because what has really gotten to me, and then we're going to get right to the business at hand. What has really gotten to me is how everybody on Howard campus want to act like they gave a fuck about gentrification. They don't give a shit about gentrification or people from D.C., so we're not going to sit and fake like the only reason you talking about gentrification right now is because you've been inconvenienced. That's it. That's it.
I tried it, and I ain't even from D.C., and this shit is not right. My girlfriend from D.C., she could tell you all about it.
Not from D.C. and don't know how to get past three streets on D.C. that ain't on you or Georgia. Let's be very clear. If they ain't got to walk a straight line, they can't get there, bitch. They can't get there. They cannot get there. There are kids who go to Howard that can't go from the towers to Slow. Let's be very clear. But, you know, they shut Slow down. I don't know if they sold that like they sold Marina.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, you don't know they sold Marina? Yeah. So how you complaining about gentrification, but you sold one of the largest upperclassmen dorms to make condominiums? I just want to speak facts.
Wait, I'm playing a baby.
You ain't know that?
Fuck no. I've been checked out, son, like real life.
Meridian is gone. I think we're going to come back and talk about your business, but I had to put that out there. Man, I didn't know you knew that.
I was about to go behind the field.
For folks who listen to our show, our guests have no idea what we are going to talk about before we talk about it on the show. So I didn't know she didn't know Meridian was gone. We're going to play thieves in the temple. Because there are thieves in the Mecca, motherfuckers. And we're going to get back and talk about being in the house. Everyone might stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay. And for the fact, thanks.
I can hang when you're around, but I should.
And that's exactly how I feel every time I'm on U Street. You can hear more about it on April 26th when I perform at the Poetry Slam at the Durant Arts Center in Virginia. Yeah, booked and busy. Follow at I Am Simply Nay for all the details. Follow at One Mic Stand Show for all the details. But guess where you will not hear the details on this radio show? Because we only need supporters for real, at the for free events. How much is it to get in, Simply Nay? $3.99, because support is free. Again, follow me and find out where. Vegan Trap House, y'all.
Yeah.
Had to get it out the way. I forget he hollers at the end of that song. That's exactly how I feel. I'd be like, ah! They done opened a Bus Boys on an Anacostia. Now you got folk looking like roaches trying to hide from the damn exterminator looking for the restaurant. Anyway, back to you, Johnny. Vegan Trap House. Can you introduce yourselves one at a time to the people who are listening on the radios? We have a bison, we have a native Washingtonian, we have awesome on this show. Tell us how cool you are.
Ladies first, go ahead, boo.
What's up, y'all? Hello, everybody. I'm Michelle. I am co-founder, creator, whatever, of Vegan Trap House.
This bitch is awesome. That's Betty. She's from D.C. and whatever. And you are talking to Abby, a.k.a. Ebony, Vegan Trap Queen, Ed, whatever you want to call me, Howard Finest, all that good shit.
gotta be.
We are the creators of Vegan Trap House, aka the Vegan Trap Queens, and we out here in this bitch.
Now let's talk about this. We gotta start with the name. We can't act like what the fuck, you know? We're not what the fuck in a bad way. What the fuck, and I love it personally. I own kind of vegan. I own the 8-week vegan weight loss manifesto. I own Afro-Vegan, and, you know, like, there's a million, like, folks talking about vegan, but I am most excited about the concept behind Vegan Trap House. How did you decide on that name? Can we start there?
Yeah, I mean, we went through a couple of different names, to be totally honest, but that was the only one that fit. Like, how it honestly came up was kind of a joke. We were in Chiang Mai, Thailand. And it was a house called the Hiller House. And no shade to the Hiller House, but it was a lot of white people in the Hiller House. And
the Hiller House is like a place where you just kick it. And it's like real open for travelers to come and, you know, just meet people. And it's like a safe space that people do, like, open mic and, you know, a rock and other shit.
It was that. And so we started calling our house the Trap House because we were just like, nah, we play trap music in here and we cook soul food in here and that's that. And then after that, we thought about it because a lot of people just were asking us about, like, vegan trap house. And at the end of the day, what's important to us, it just matched our mission. Like, it's so important. I was a counselor at Malcolm X and Ed was teaching that at heart for most of our relationship. And we watched what the kids were eating in these food deserts and the health problems that black people have. And at the end of the day, we wanted something that was easily identifiable as us, like instantly. Vegan Trap House, you know who we're talking to, you know what we're talking about, you know, like, you know what's important to us, like ASAP. And so that's why we, in particular, we were like, nah, it's going to be Vegan Trap House. One, because that's us, that is culture, not that. And two, because we're talking to people in the hood, we're talking to people in food deserts, we're talking to people in, at the end of the day, in poverty. And we want them to know that what you need to do is go vegan.
Flat out. Go fucking vegan.
Damn, that sounds like more than a notion, okay? Can we talk? You mentioned Hart Elementary School. No, we are not talking about Melissa Joan Hart, motherfuckers. We are talking about Hart in the heart, okay? In the Great Ward 8 in Southeast Washington, D.C. So for Brenda from Baldwin Hills, can you give some context to your experience growing up as a native Washingtonian, Michelle, and even your experience coming from Virginia, Ebony, and what you ate before you experienced being vegan?
I mean, the typical, let me see, where should I start? If ain't nobody cooking, we eating oodles and noodles because that's just what it is.
And if somebody cooking and we eating the typical, like, greens with ham hocks in it and mac and cheese and everything fried and oil. My grandmother, we had Crisco, a big bowl, not even bowl, a tub of Crisco, and you keep the grease. I grew up in one of them type of house.
Like, shit, we had tubs of that shit. You better not open that new Crisco. I'm like, bitch, that's going to make our Corvette taste like bacon. I don't care.
Right, and now we know reheating your oil causes cancer and things like that. We ain't know that then, you know? My grandmama cleaned chitlins and all that. Like, that's what I ate. Like, I ate like how we eat.
The typical black person.
Sure.
Like, what we got to eat.
Right.
Same with me, like, yeah, I was born in the Bronx and raised in Virginia, so what we ate once I moved to Virginia in my household, that shit ain't changed. our zip code changed, but we still ate typical soul food, like heavy food all the time.
Right.
My mother could fucking cook. She could throw me down, so we was eating. I never missed a meal.
Heavy on the spot.
Literally. Butter, eggs, whole milk, white sugar, all that shit all the time. Like, we ate good. Shout out to Joyce. We ain't miss a meal. But now, after 25 years, now I got lupus because of that shit and glaucoma in my left eye and arthritis and all types of other shit.
And I know everybody, like grandparents and my mom, but sometimes we ate snacks. Like, and I know I saw that in a lot of my students. Like, at the end of the day, you might have oodles and noodles, you might have taco for breakfast, probably not going to eat the school lunch, like, and you're going to get another couple of chips, you might eat some curry out, you might eat, you get your full wings and fries, mumble sauce on everything.
Thank God.
That.
Right, and then, because I went to middle school in elementary school in Virginia, like, the food choices were better. Like,
yeah,
flat out.
Lunch. We ain't had that.
Flat out.
We had nothing like that.
We had better lunch. And then coming to the city and teaching these kids and going to lunches and seeing. I'm like, what the fuck is that? That shit was heartbreaking. Like, to really see my kids eat that shit. And I couldn't do nothing about it but buy a little, like, Pop-Tarts. And nothing that's really better. But it's like, at least y'all going to be full. Y'all going to have headaches and be dehydrated and shit in class because y'all real live not eating. Like, imagine, like, you going to work and really having to function on an empty stomach, an empty brain. Like, it's 10 of y'all, it's 5 of y'all in the house. Mommy ain't cooked, daddy not here. Like, all types of shit on top of it.
Empty.
Right.
It's just full of sugar.
Right, all full of bullshit. Like, my house. We have shit.
I've opened up plenty of people's cabinets, you know what I'm saying, and what you see in their cabinets. But even my own, like at home, like when I think about, right, she asked, like, how we grew up, like, I'm thinking about all the cereal in my cabinet, all the sugar.
Gross,
like, all
right,
that,
right,
like,
you
right, like,
oh,
all the open that,
raisin bran, all of that.
Right,
my right.
Raisin bran.
So did mine, and that
sugar.
They don't even make some of the syrup. Man, what happened to Smacks? Man, listen.
Not Smacks.
Yeah. So take me to, you're eating this food, and as you mentioned, I mean, you got sick. Was being repeatedly sick in different sort of conditions. Was being sick and tired of being literally sick and tired your catalyst to become vegan?
Basically. Yeah, when I was diagnosed with lupus in 2010, and they put me on a rack of medicines, and watching my aunt died of cancer, and I watched her be on medicine all her life, and that's all I saw. Like, I had a flash, and I was like, no, fuck that, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be on 27 pills every day and still die, like, and still be sick and still die. And I'm just, like, by myself, like, looking for different ways to heal myself, and I'm like, okay, it's like work out, eat healthy. So I started, like, you know, cutting out fried foods and fast foods, you know, the basic shit, switching to soy milk, egg whites. And then I met Bae in 2014, something like that, and yeah, and she was like, and I told her I had lupus, and she was like, girl, it's the meat that's getting you sick still. And she had been a vegetarian since high school, and I stopped eating meat, cold turkey, like flat out. I was like, oh, for real? Oh, I'm
eating
something
else. Oh.
No, shit. I mean, well, you know, it does the body good. And then after that, we went vegan together in 2016, right before we left the Southland, we went vegan together. And I stopped taking all my medicine. Yeah. I stopped taking all my medicine in 2017.
Damn.
And I've been getting healthier ever since, like, real life. Like, I went to the eye doctor. My eyesight is slowly getting better. I rarely get flare-ups. If I do, it's because I'm staring at the computer for too long or some shit like that. Or I eat too much gluten. Like, when we're traveling, it's kind of hard to stay away from gluten when you, like, legit in midair or, like, in the airport or in the train station and ain't no gluten-free option. I'm like, let me fucking eat this sandwich before I fucking pass out. And then I had a detox the next day. But other than that, I be chilling. I do my little yoga. And I be trying to tell people, like, this veganism shit is not a joke. It's real life, saving my life. Like, I'm fine. Like, and I know so many women my age that's getting diagnosed with lupus left and right. And I'm like, go vegan. Start there and see where it takes you. I promise you'll feel better.
So now your business helps black people go fucking vegan. That's what it does if you're slow and you're just catching on. That's what it does. You know, folks can't connect the dots all the time. So we gotta help. That's what the hosts do, usher you in. So how can folks get down with the get down? They late, they got lupus and everything else. They, you know, they on this Nipsey shit, so now they've been read about Dr. Sebi, so now they want to be vegan too. Like, it's your time to shine, sis. How can they get signed up?
All right, so the first thing you got to do is check out our Facebook page, Vegan Shop House, and click on that link that says Shop Now and buy our cookbook. It's called The Trap House Vegan. It's specifically written for people living in food deserts and people just that really want to go vegan and you can't cook. It's real life. It's really easy. All the recipes are gluten and soy free. Over 100 easy ass recipes. We got an index, a spice index that
it tells you everything, like food heals, right? So that's what we're on now. So food and herbs, and if you use spices and herbs, they will heal you. And so we have a spice index. We let you know what all the different foods does. We have, like, you know, little different hints throughout the book that tells you how raw food helps different things. We even got a part in the back of the book, a self-care section, that tells you how to do, like, some things yourself. Like, little, if you got a toothache, what'll help? Or just things like that, some home remedies, how to make scrubs and stuff like that, which I know a lot of people like. It's not just for ladies. We got stuff for men, too. Teas, like teas for glaucoma, teas for headaches. We have some smoking blends that don't necessarily involve THC, if that's not what you meant to. You know, just a lot of that. That's what's in there. So that's how we kind of help people. Everything has a shopping list. We made it really easy. We made it for one people in food deserts, so you don't have to have a blender. You don't have to have nutritional yeast or tofu or tempeh or, you know, like any ingredients that you're really unfamiliar with. It just teaches you how to eat the same things that you've been eating with flavors that you like and that you're used to in a healthy way.
Y'all want fried chicken, y'all want cornbread, y'all want simple shit like rice and beans, the tacos, the burgers. Y'all, we eat. If you go on our Instagram, at the Vegan Trap Queens, look at all our pictures, at Vegan Trap Queen _ Ed, at Vegan Trap Queen _ Shell, www.vegantraphouse.com, our YouTube page, Vegan Trap House. Y'all, we eat. Check us out. We out here. We can help y'all. Our book is on Amazon, paperback. We got an ebook directly from our website, veganshophouse.com. It's only $19.99. It's 20% off with the promo code Trap House.
Yes.
That's about it.
We're going to play a game really quickly because I play games with my guests, and it's fun, and people like it. Our listeners like it, too. So this game is called Trap or Die. And the way Trap or Die is, I'm going to name two celebrities. One of them who you would be willing to cook for in the vegan trap house. The other can die. There's no other option. They don't live. Nothing. We're going to go hard from the beginning. Barack and Michelle.
Trap. I'm cooking for, we can't cook for one. We got to pick one, right?
Yep. Who are you cooking for and who going home to be with Jesus?
Right, that's what I'm saying. We got to pick one. We cooking for Michelle. So that's what I was thinking.
Yes. Good. Okay. Cardi or Nicki, we got to do it because the people want to know.
Cardi, all day. Trap.
Beyonce or Jay?
I'm cooking for me.
TNB, Trap.
Swizz Beatz or Alicia Keys?
Swiss.
Y'all wrong as shit. Kanye or Kim Kardashian? Kim Kardashian?
Bye, Kim.
Yeah, come on, Kanye. Come on. She need a hug.
Right.
Yeah, I'm coming over for that meal. Will or Jada?
Thank both of that.
Will or Jada?
Jada. She from
Baltimore,
close to D.C. She was
a
cool pop.
You're right. I know
And for the final answer, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker.
They can't both. I'm sorry, they ain't right.
Hey, my nigga. Right. I'm just saying. Correct answer. We don't know about this. Hey, what's this? Hey, man, get your attention. Put a little something special in the pie. Put a little something special in the pie. It's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
We want to know. It's a lot of people. You done wrote a spice index. You talked about self-care. You wrote a book specifically for folks in the food desert. Just all the things, right? All the things at the same damn time. There's somebody listening to you. There's a few somebodies because we're heard in several countries, international.
Gang, gang.
Please, what do you have to say to the little black girl who she want to write a book about making sweet stuff without sugar or just whatever, you know? What's your word to the person who has not done what you've done yet but needs to be encouraged?
Do it. You smart, you beautiful, do it. Don't hesitate, ever. Don't ever let nobody tell you no. Don't ever let nobody tell you you can't. Don't worry about what anybody else says. Do it.
Yes, you can. Say fuck them.
You don't even gotta say that. Do it. Just do it.
We just did it. We took $30 and we flipped it.
Yes, we took $30 and we flipped it. Now, if you don't know about this terminology, it's okay. The Urban Dictionary is there for your use. The Urban Dictionary is there for your use, and then you should have a black friend to confer with, because sometimes the definitions are not always, and not a black friend from a black friend from the hood. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm telling you, I had to go to college to find out I was a certified hood chick because we was just all doing the same shit. I was the one who went to private school. So niggas was like, I was good. I get the highway. I'm not good enough. You came through the door. I don't understand. But that's just my own personal problem. That's my personal problem. Before we get up out of here, can you please tell the folk one more time? We're going to share it on all our social media and everything so they can't say they don't know. But how can they stay connected and support you?
All right, the first thing y'all got to do is go to our YouTube page, hit that subscribe button on our Vegan Trap House page. Go to our website, www.vegantraphouse.com. Click that shop now button. Get that ebook. Get your family to go vegan.
follow us on our Instagram page at the Vegan Trap Queens, at Vegan Trap Queen underscore Ev, at Vegan Trap Queen underscore Shell. And email us,
right?
VeganTrapQueens@gmail.com. A slide in our DMs, all that good shit. Hey, Diddy Daddy.
True.
I thank you so much for being on the show. So good having you. I really appreciate it.
We got it.
Yes, most definitely, because you are in my neck of the woods, and I am here too. Yes, we all in the and we will be connected. So, friends, I've only got a few seconds, and before I go, not only is today the anniversary of Prince's death, but it is also the anniversary of my favorite auntie in the whole wide world's death, Aunt Barbara. I'm one of them old folk who sometimes you can say an ancestor's name and it'll just catch you up. This year, Aunt Barbara's youngest son died unexpectedly. So this is the first year that Aunt Barbara and Michael are gone on to be with the Lord. Aunt Barbara, as with most aunties, certified Jesus loving, you know what it is, could sing you a hymn right out your spirit, you know. You know, wasn't thinking about Jesus till she got the humming and all of those things that our beautiful, beautiful family members can do. And as Brian was remembering her on social media, and as I remember her every year, I remembered, oh girl, you got a radio show. Everyone can remember Aunt Barbara. So I cannot let this show end without taking an opportunity following this moment of silence to play a song in honor of my precious Aunt Barbara. So after this moment of silence, our closing song is dedicated to her and everyone who's getting through a holiday, whether you acknowledge it or not, without someone that they love dearly.